You're listening to BCB 106.6 FM. This is Sounds of the City, the programme which supports and nurtures creative support in Bradford, funded by Youth Music. And the idea is we're working with young people and some older people to make music. But music, what is it? And what are songs? Well, tonight's programme is going to explore songwriting in all its glory. We will be working out the basic building blocks of a song, where the ideas come from, and how can you create lyrics and melodies and harmonies? These questions and a whole lot more will be answered tonight. I'm delighted to be joined by one of my friends and accomplished musicians, artist, creative individual, Imani Hakima, who will be with us tonight, looking and sharing songwriting golden nuggets with us on BCB. Delighted to be here with him. Now we're going to kick things off with the song we're going to use to demonstrate some of the main concepts. It is Emily Sandé, Next to Me. Emily Sandé, and this is BCB 106.6 FM. This is Sounds of the City, where we're going to be making this entire radio show, which is exploring songwriting. Joining me now is Imani Hakima. Imani, firstly, tell me why you decided to choose that song as an example.
I decided to choose that song because I wanted to choose something that was fairly current and fairly well known to lots of people, which obviously this one is. And also, as I'll explain, it has a kind of structure which is fairly simple, but it conveys a lot. It uses simple techniques to express what she's trying to express. And I think for somebody who's starting out songwriting, it's good to always, or for that matter, for people who are more experienced, keeping it simple, keeping it memorable is a good rule of thumb.
So there's your first tip. Keep it simple. And illustrated wonderfully by Paul McCartney, who, when asked by UB40 on some tips to songwrite, he says, keep it simple. If I can't remember it, the public ain't going to remember it. And that's important advice. Now let's have a look at the ingredients of a song, notably chorus, verse and hook. Why are these three elements so important?
If you look at chorus, verse and hook, obviously lots of people will have CDs or they'll see lyrics written online and you'll see the words verse, chorus, hook. Let's deal with the chorus first, because it's actually the most important part. It's the bit that people sing along when you say, oh, do you know that song? So do you know Rihanna's Work? So everybody goes, work, 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 work. So that's the chorus. You know, that's the bit, that's the hook as well. The kind of the more modern term for the chorus is the hook. But the hook isn't necessarily just the chorus. The hook can be any part of the song which piques your attention, that gets your attention. So it could be some part of the verse, you know. It could be something happening in the music. It could be some little melody going on in the background. So there's main hooks and there are sort of secondary hooks. So, but in this case, with the Emily Sandé song, you would have to say that the part where she sings next to me, that's the hook of the song. That's the part that, if you ask most people, they would sing that part of the song. Then she's got the verses where she, it's basically a love song. But it's interesting that she brings other elements to it. But just to start off with, she's talking about the qualities of this person. You will find him drinking at the table, rolling dice, being unfaithful, etc. So she starts off saying that. But then she's kind of talks later on about when the skies are grey, all the doors are closing. When the end comes and buildings fall down fast, when we've spoilt the land and dried up, you think, hang on, we're in a different territory now. But somehow she's managed to bring this. It always comes back to, you'll find him next to me. So she's kind of bringing in her personal philosophy and making a comment about the world, but still keeping it with this love song. And that's one of the things that you can do with songs. You can you can explore a variety of meanings. So it can be about one thing, but then it can have multiple meanings going on, which is what she's done in a really, you know, excellent way.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Imani. Let's move on now and look at the musical components of this track by Emily Sandé.
Okay, so what she's done with this song is based it around a very simple structure. There's three chords which go around throughout the song, which are these. So that's the riff she's got going all the way, so, which is basically that chord, and that chord, and that goes all the way through, and she connects with the listener through the lyrics. That's the variation, what she does with the lyrics and what she does with her voice. So, and she's picked a tempo that's going to be, so it's just like this sort of 1, 2, 3, 4. Da, 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 da. So at that tempo, she can get the words across in a way that they're going to be heard by the listener and that's going to feel comfortable for her to sing. So if it had been really fast, you wouldn't have heard the lyrical message, the lyrical content. I mean, she's done something also that is, you can nod your head to it at that tempo. Tempo just means the speed, by the way. So you can nod your head to that tune, but you can dance to that tune, but you can hear it, you can sit and listen to it. So she's got the song has a good balance of all of those three.
So that was really interesting, looking at the harmonic structure, the chords and the tempo and the music elements of a song. But how do artists and musicians get their ideas and decide what to write about?
That is the $64,000 question, really, because I would say, first of all, the ideas come about in very randomly. They don't always come about when you sit down to practice, or when you're in the rehearsal room, or when you're in the studio, which can be frustrating. The ideas can be, you could be going out shopping and you'll hear a melody, or you might hear some music in the background which sparks some idea off. I once read about Prince, who said he might have an idea when he's brushing his teeth and he's about to go to bed, but he can't have got to bed yet. He's got to work on this new thing that's just popped into his head. So they are quite random. There's that saying that it's... Having said that, there's the saying that any form of creativity is 5% inspiration, 95% perspiration. So it's the work. You've got to do the work. And that work could be, you know, you have to be... you have to be doing practice. You have to be practicing your instrument or practicing your singing, having goals at writing lyrics, doing lots of listening, thinking about music a lot, so that when those ideas come, you can sort of channel it. So you can. You have to be doing the work. It's a bit like, it's an equivalent of an athlete or a sports person who has to do the training so that when they're on the football pitch, they can deliver the goods. It's like you develop a muscle, and in creativity, it's no different. You develop a creative muscle, and the more you do it, ideally every day, do a little bit, the more that muscle develops, and the more easier it is to channel those ideas, because you're kind of channeling those ideas from out of nowhere.
Cross the line, yeah. So name my game to play, and I roll a That was Ariana Grande with Into You. Love that track. Quite a catchy pop number. And the reason why we played that is because it does demonstrate some of the concepts we're speaking about today with Amina Hikima. He's given us some songwriting tips. We've looked at the importance of song structure. We spoke about the importance of harmony and tempo, and spoke a little bit about the importance of keeping it simple. Now we're going to develop the conversation we had, which was around where ideas come from.
Right, so okay, let's say we've sort of linked to what I said about ideas being a random thing. Let's say I've just been walking around, or I'm even just sat at home and I'm thinking, I'd like to write something. I'd like to write a song. And what you tend to do when you write something is it's the most immediate stimulus. It's the most immediate thing which captures your attention or that you're thinking about. So I remember it was a couple of days ago, I was at home, sat by my piano with the computer, and I was on YouTube, and I was looking at the YouTube comments and how a YouTube video can descend into an online slanging match, where you get these keyboard warriors and people, and forums as well. So I had the internet on, I was thinking about the whole thing of, here I was sat in my room, the immediate thing was I'm in front of the internet, so I started to think about, you know, people who argue on forums all day, argue on YouTube, on Twitter all day, and what is that all about? And so I started writing words. So I had this idea, so I had this idea of the subject, and so I thought, first of all, I tried to picture the sort of person who would be doing this, and I wrote some words which was, in fact, I will sing them. This is a kind of completely hot off the presses. So I had just these four lines, and it was like,
daily dose of arguments, morning, noon and night. In his mother's basement, he never sees a light.
So, and that was the basic idea.
Okay, so you've developed the subject and you've created some lyrics which capture and reflect that subject. I mean, how do you go about deciding on the kind of theme and the feel of a track once you've got the subject and a start?
I thought about what I wanted the music to convey. Did I want it to be angry at this person? Did I want it to be sad? Did I want it to have a slight kind of sense of humour about it? And I went for the last one because it just seemed to it was taking a little dig at this person without being heavy about it. So I just chose these chords, which are all major chords, and obviously put a melody to those words. Because I could have picked let's say I'll play all those chords again, but as minor chords, which obviously is a completely different feeling. I'm not saying I would do anything with that kind of chord progression anyway, but there's a thing about different chords. The books tend to tell you that major chords are happy, minor chords are sad. Now, there is some truth in that, but there are as many happy songs that use minor chords entirely as there are sad songs that use major chords. So again, this is one of the things where there are rules, but the rules are constantly being broken.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Under the lights when everything goes nowhere to hide. magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that.
Okay, so that was Justin Timberlake there. Excellent track. You're listening to BCB 106.6 FM and you join us on the final part of our songwriting session radio show with Imani Hikima. Where are we going to go now?
Let's look at writing lyrics. Let's look at, actually, I've mentioned lyrics, but let's look at this part of the process. Now, it varies. Some people who are really strong at writing music find the lyrics hard, and vice versa. Let's say if you one of these people who finds lyrics challenging, actually getting it together, you might say to yourself, I can't write lyrics, I just can't do it. But thing is, have you ever written an email to someone? Have you ever written an email to a friend? Have you ever written a blog? Have you ever done a diary? You know, have you ever written a story? Have you ever been asked to write a story? Have you ever even written a status message for your Facebook that's a few lines? What you're doing there is you're expressing your feelings in that moment, and that's what writing lyrics is. That's what songwriting, that's what creative writing is. You are expressing your feelings in that moment. The only difference is you're going to put it, it's knowing how to put it into a structure which has, I guess, a rhythm to it and a pattern to it. So to go back to the Emily Sandé song, and you can Google these lyrics online. It's kind of all done in, she'll do four lines and then she'll do another four lines, and it's like she'll have a rhyme. You won't find him drinking at the table, rolling dice, staying out till three. You won't find him being unfaithful. You'll find him next to me. So you have this rhyme scheme that's there. And you have this kind of melodic. So one exercise might be to try and take a song that you like, take a song that you know, and try to even put your words to that melody. don't do it too good, because you might then it's plagiarism, it's copyright. So we're all influenced by stuff, but you know, it's knowing how to do that.
So we've come to the end of this particular chapter of the songwriting. Let's have some final thoughts.
I think the most important thing, if you're a musician in general and a songwriter in particular, is to be open. I think to keep your mind open to not just the types of music that you like, the artists that you listen to, but be open to a variety of styles and songs. Find out about the artists that you like. Find out what they listen to. If you're really into Ellie Goulding, find out who she listens to, and you'll be surprised, because that might then lead you into another area. And then find out, if you like that person, find out what they listen to, and that's how you build up. The most important thing is, as much as we've talked about techniques, there are no rules, there are no hard and fast rules that it has to be this way all the time. You can create ways of writing songs that connect with you and connect with your listener that don't follow these rules at all. You might even bring in some new ways of doing it. So all we've done today is talk about techniques that you can find across the board of various lyrics, but there's lots of scope and for flexibility and variation.